it is casual commute day here in communities, certain communities in lower Michigan, and Lansing is one of those. But what really is casual commute day? What does it all entail? Joining us this morning to discuss and give us the lowdown is the CEO and Executive Director of CATA here in Lansing, the folks who bring you public transportation in the capital city, Sandy Dragoo. Good morning, Sandy.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. And again, we talk about the commute out there every day, and you guys are a part of it now, not just with the commute on the public transportation side, but the cleaner commute that's going on. It certainly is very important. And that's part of the tie into this program, having the cleanest commuting region. Casual commute day is some competition going on as well. So give us the 411 on this.
Well, it's as you say, it is a good-natured contest that we're doing with Grand Rapids Area Rideshare and with Southeastern Michigan. And we have been ahead in that competition all week, and we continue to be ahead. And the numbers this morning, we are ahead by people that have signed up saying that tomorrow, which is CATA Clean Commute Day, that tomorrow we will, in one of these ways, we'll either walk to work or we will get in a car with someone else. We won't drive to work by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We'll ride a bike to work, or we will get on one of those clean, sleek, white CATA buses, and we will ride a bus to work. And so we have gone online, and we have signed up that we will do one of those things tomorrow. And so then we have said that, and we then have got ahead of those other communities, and we have said that's what we'll do. So we are ahead, and that's what the competition is about.
And you're trying to, and I guess the big thing, it's a friendly competition, because ultimately the goal here is to raise overall awareness and get people to take what's always called the first step, right?
Yes, and we have run this clean commute. It used to be called Rideshare. I think you can remember the signs that used to be up of Rideshare, and they were on the highway, and van pooling and car pooling, and we have run that program that the state of Michigan Transportation has had for, oh my goodness, 25, 30 years, and CATA, because of who we are and the big bus program and small bus program that we have run and carry almost 12 million people a year, 12 million rides a year, we are the natural people to run that. And so it's not just to get on a CATA bus, but it's to do any of those things that you think of. And the bottom line is to have cleaner air. And so as we think about that in the future, it's to get people to think about different modes of transportation other than riding in that car by yourself.
Sandy, on a broader issue here, beyond this specific day, May 1st being casual commute day, when you look at younger people now, and I look at my own kids, I got kids graduating college here, they're millennials, and you know they're less interested than
very
ever.
Very much so.
Well, they're less interested in going out and buying a car than they are with, you know, their living environment, being close to cool things going on. And public transportation is more part of their mantra now than it was for my generation at the same age. How do you respond to that, and how is CATA thinking ahead for that with millennials?
That's what we're trying to do when we think about the bus rapid transit that we're talking to people about on putting on Michigan Avenue that would go all the way from the Capitol to Meridian Mall. That would be a whole new way of not having buses on what now is Route 1, but it would be the new way of looking at what we could do with that whole corridor and making that whole corridor revitalized. It's the kids that we're talking about that you're speaking of are waiting much longer to get a driver's license. They're not anxious like we were at 14 and 15
no question.
to get that driver's license. They're saying, "Oh no, it's not interesting. I want to ride that bus to get downtown. I don't want to be thinking about where do I park and how do I." No, just hop on the bus. We're seeing that with MSU students all the time.
And I should say, I'm not saying they're not interested. Let's just say they are less interested than my generation.
Yeah.
Far be it, on a day where we're going to have some good General Motors news in the region. I'm not saying people aren't going out and young people aren't interested in buying cars.
Oh.
They're just not as fired up about it at the young age as they used to be, and that's
yes.
a fact. Well, Sandy Dragoo,
or seeing it as being the only way that
right.
they can do it. They'll have the car.
Well, they want options. They
but
want
they
choices.
They want options, and we need to see that as the generations that are older as being that is an option that needs to be. When we talk about that we need to keep our young people here, we have to have the other way of transportation as one of the options that we provide, not just the car.
Sandy Dragoo is the CEO, Executive Director of CATA. CasualCommute.org is the website. It's tomorrow, May 1st. Sandy, good luck with the day and beyond.
Okay. Thank you very much.